1961, Sue Thompson recorded the pop hit song, Sad Movies. Sad movies always make me cry. What makes you cry? What brings tears to your eyes? How many tears would you need to shed in order to wash someone's feet? A bucketful? What would precipitate such an overflowing amount of tears? Extraordinary loss? Sadness? Or sorrow? Many tears are being shed today in Orlando, Florida, over the largest mass shooting in our history, 50 dead and just as many or more wounded. Tears often relieve us of great internal burden. Our weeping releases the grip we are trying to hold on ourselves by remaining strong, not letting ourselves feel some pain, not admitting our powerlessness and brokenness in the face of some terrible loss or suffering. The weeping of the sinful woman in today's gospel reveals that she has come to a grace-filled turning point in her life's journey. The sinful woman's tears express an extraordinary breaking open of herself. Her tears were precipitated by her great sense of unworthiness and her profound repentance. The woman had a reputation as a sinner. Though her sin is not explicitly identified in the gospel, her demeanor suggests it was somehow sexual. Naming our sin before God is our first step toward reconciliation. And no sin, once admitted, is beyond the forgiveness and mercy of God. Saint Ignatius of Loyola often said we should pray for the gift of tears. We should be so moved beyond our usual emotions when experiencing God in our life that it overwhelms us. He even called for us to consider our sinfulness and to be overcome not by guilt, but by God's overwhelming love in forgiving us. Is God stirring something deep inside us through our tears? Are our tears God's way of grabbing our attention, wanting us to know that God is in our sadness, our shame, our hurt, and our false judgments? Tears are a form of God talk, a sacred, nonverbal way for God to cleanse and free us from the prisons of our guilt and distance. We cry because we know that we are loved sinners. David experienced the depth of God's love as illustrated in the Old Testament reading from the second book of Samuel. The author reveals David's scheme to have Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, for his own. When confronted by Nathan, David admits his sin as an adulterer and murderer. God is forgiven. His example speaks to all of us how difficult it is to be confronted with our own sin. How humiliating to admit our guilt. But this is what David did. And so must we listen to the Nathans whom God sends our way to call us to repent and believe the good news of God's forgiveness and mercy. The primary focus of this passage today is really not the sinful woman. It is, who is this who even forgives sins? Jesus was able to see into the heart of the Pharisee and the sinful woman. He looked into the Pharisee's heart, and he saw a response of indignation. His indignation indicated how distant he really was from a life-changing relationship with Jesus. He saw the lack of love of one who did not wish to change. This gospel depicts two different ways of relating to Jesus. Simon the Pharisee related to Jesus as a one-time visitor. He maintained only a surface relationship, having no power to transform him. He kept Jesus at a safe distance from him. The sinful woman now, on the other hand, related to Jesus as an intimate, avowing an underlying relationship that transformed her. All the woman's gestures toward Jesus were very personal, weeping, wiping his feet with her hair, kissing his feet. Her gestures of touching him were ones of connectedness, of closing the distance between alienation and communion, of desiring a new relationship with someone who heals. Having shown great love and gratitude, Jesus revealed the depth of her transformation. Your faith has saved you. So what is our relationship with Jesus? What does he say to us? Do we wish to be intimate and close to Jesus? Or do we keep a protective distance, afraid that we may have to change? The Pharisees neglected to see Jesus' need for hospitality and the sinful woman's need for forgiveness and salvation. What about you and me? What sort of welcome do we extend to Jesus, who comes with healing in his hands and forgiveness in his heart? Will Jesus speak those same saving words to us? Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. That should bring tears to our eyes.